I've been talking about my recording history a little bit lately, and it's been kind of fun and exciting to remember and actually go back to the very beginning of my recording career. And as I kept going back farther, I realized, hey, there was something before that, and there was something before that. And really, the farthest back it goes, well, if I don't talk about the being a kid singing along to records, would be my first cassette player, because I could start recording music. And this happened back in 12 years old, so 66, 67. But I don't think I really started recording my music. Maybe it was a couple years later, because I was playing my guitar and I'd already been performing on Beatles songs and the Kinks and the Rolling Stones and, you know, at the school events, junior high events. But I started recording right before I left for Canada. And I left for Canada in May, I think it was, of 1970, when I was 16 years old. And I had just started recording, and it was in my isolation when I got to Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland, that I really began my recording career. And the next year, I became a DJ at MUN Radio, MUNR. And so that also began the technology part. But I started recording, and because the person I was living with was, I was associating with all the deans of the department because I was, staying with one of their Dr. Warner. And so I was associating with all these other people, and they were always just babysitting me. I was bouncing around to all these professors and heads of departments. And a couple of them had reel-to-reel tape players, and so they gave me, reel-to-reel, blank reel-to-reels, and I started recording. And I was able to start doing some kind of editing and multi-tracking a little bit and goofing around. And that was really the beginning of my recording. But still, once again, just playing around without any real knowledge, other than the fact I was able to piece together songs and accomplish my original objectives of just having fun and getting something out that I felt needed to be recording or was worthy of being recording, or I knew I'd forget if I didn't record it. So here I am in St. John's, Newfoundland, in people's living rooms with tape-to-tape, quarter track tape, learning how to use all that. And of course, I did have a cassette player. And actually, I am very excited. I don't want to play them because I might only get one or two plays. But all those cassettes that I used to record all the original songs, I at some point in the 70s went back and labeled every single song and clip and little idea for a song that I recorded. And there was hundreds of them. And so I've got all these tapes with little song bits in them that I've always been afraid to go back and actually look at, because I was afraid, that's trash. And I'll lower my opinion of myself, because once I started actually writing songs in 1974, I've never done anything I'm not very, very proud of. So I'm a little reluctant to go back and look in there. And plus, I'm not in any kind of shortage of material to work on. But at some point in my life, when I go back, I'm looking forward more and more to looking through those original tidbits of songs that I wrote when I was 16 years old to 20 years old. And yeah, because, okay, so what happened now? Between 16 and 19, I was just a musician who was compelled to play and record, despite the fact that I had to try to earn money in other ways. Although I was performing in bands and I had a little bit of reputation, especially in Newfoundland. When I got there, I was a California blues guitar player, so everybody had to have me. And then I got hired as the bass player for Lukey's Boat for a while, too, because they supplied me with a bass amp and a jazz bass. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. I told them I didn't play bass, but they really wanted me in the band. So anyway, I did a bunch of performing and such. But the recording technology, before I did leave Newfoundland, I did get my first bit of technology, because I had to go through a training course to become a DJ on the college radio station at Memorial University of Newfoundland, in St. John's, Newfoundland. And so I did get my first training, and everything was on carts, these little, they're like little 8-track tapes, but they're different. Maybe they're 2-track, 4-tracks. Do I get maybe 2-track? God, you take these little things and you record the commercials on them, and they're a loop. So it just plays to the end, and there's a little trigger there, so it stops at the end of the loop, a little magnetic thing, I think. And so it just plays that commercial, and there you go. And so you just plug it in, and it plays and stops. And so anyway, that's what we were doing. So I had that was my first technology, was working in those and doing the commercials. And because I was from California, I can't take much pride, I don't think, in what I was doing, because I was imitating Cheech and Chong more than anything. And so I'm afraid, and how, and a wolf man. What was his name? The wolf guy. Not Howl, the DJ. But yeah, those guys, they were, so I just kind of like, I didn't know what to do as a DJ. So I kind of like imitated it a little bit. So I'm probably embarrassed of whatever I did do at that point. But I really enjoyed it. And everybody said I had a knack for radio, which is why I'm really enjoying getting here to the podcast and perhaps fulfilling my original ambition since 1970 of really being a radio host star or being successful at it, because I do enjoy it. So anyway, okay, so let's leave it right there. So, well, actually, okay, so I'm in Newfoundland, and I'm a DJ at MUNR, and 1970, that's the beginning of my technology, very limited, but I'm definitely, yeah, so, okay, talk to you soon. Richard Del Conner, and I'm the founder of Shaolin Records.